Okay, so we're continuing this question of Milafa Shomer the Kasef. And okay, so we did basically have the Machlokes Achronim about how you universalize from Milafosh and the Kasef to other cases. Okay. So basically the way when we learn Rashi, we learn the idea of Milafosh and the Kasef means that Amida and Hiluch and by human being isn't just a mechanical process, but it's a certain like state of the Gavra. That he's in transit, he's traveling. And even if you stop to adjust your bundle, it's not Amida. Because you really, the Gavra is still a traveler. It's just there's an accidental thing interfering with the Hiluch, which you have to get around in order to continue the Hiluch. But when someone lafush, the Gavra says, I'm not roy to be a holich right now, I have to rest. So I'm going to stop my Hiluch now in order that I could pick it up again later. So then the Hiluch comes to stop. And that's considered anacha. So with that idea, you would say that if you stop at a traffic light or anything to that effect, that's not considered omid. Or if you just stop in order to put it down less than to go 3 hours and then another 3 hours and another 3 hours, that's not considered omid because that's not in order to rest. You can't fake rest. You know, you could argue sitting down wouldn't help you either. Because still, you're really just still in transit. It's just a fake. Yeah, it's a derech. It's a state of the gavra. Okay. Now, that's the way Chayyadon learns. That the only thing which is considered hanacha is lafash. But the Mishmur doesn't learn that way. The Shara Tzion. It's really like the Chayyadon is like they're according to Ma'ariv. Okay? Well, I noticed, by the way, the Shara Tzion has a piece where he really tries to bring some rayas. Bring some rayas that any stop is considered rest, except for Lakasef. And one of his riots is he has a kiss by an animal. Right, an animal. Because you have a chotzah using an animal also. Okay, which let's leave out the details. But basically, it says if the animal stops to urinate, it says that's considered amida. Right, that's considered a stop. Okay, now that's not the rest. PCS is considered a stop. So you see, it must be that everything is considered a stop unless it's lakasif. And then he puts in this little thing. He says, we push it to who adin gabe adam. He says, I say thing by man. Right? I say thing by man. But I think what we're saying is not true, same thing by man. Because you could argue, why a behema is omid, is a mechanical thing. Either it's going or it's stopping. A behema doesn't have like a psychology or a state of a holech. Behema stops, it stops. When it goes, it goes. So when it stops to urinate, that's it, it stopped. But you could argue that by a human being, this phenomenon of omed, lafush, and lakasif applies. You know, and it's only if you're lafush that you've actually ceased the hiluch. Because even though you're not currently going, the gavra's is askas, is in hiluch, even when he stopped. So I'm thinking it's just, you could argue, but I'm just saying, I don't think it's a raya from a behemah. I don't think it's so simple to say, upash it to a din ba'adam. And that's the same thing. Just because you say it by Adam doesn't mean you say it by a behema. Oh, no. Just because you say by an Adam that if you when you're stopped, you're still considered in transit, doesn't mean you're going to say that by a behema. Another way also from Gemara. I don't look at the Gemara more, but it's like, it's basically, it's saying is when a guy gets to his house, it basically implies that even like an accidental stop is considered a stop. He's gonna, when he reaches his house, he's traveling, he reaches his house and he stops, he's gonna know that's gonna be a stop. I don't know, I have to look at it. It's my own Kufn and Gemel. I didn't really look at the Gemara. Fine. But I mean, it's fine. Let's leave it. So what I just try to look into if you want it to be resolved, you know, try to resolve it. But for the time being, let's just go. So it's that our Swara is good for the Chayadam, for the Ma'ariv. Oh, the only thing is you can argue about sitting, right? Sitting. The Ma'ariv says sitting would work. Sitting would break it. So could you defend that? The question is, could we defend that? Before we get to, I mean, the Mishbura Sharti on a different Swara. But it seems the Ma'ariv or the Chayadam is in our Swara. At least in the ballpark they were in. So the question is, they say that sitting is defined as would also break out. So the question is, could we defend that? Yeah, okay, I think what David's saying is, very good. The David and Johnny was saying that he must be learning. See that this whole discussion only lofish and lakan safe is because see omid is like a questionable state. When a guy is a holech and now he's an omid, so that has, so to speak, two interpretations. An omid is, so to speak, it's the position of hilach, but it doesn't have the hilach, right? Whereas the gavra, when you're holech, you're standing. And here you're standing, but you're not actually moving. So it's, you're still like engaged. Your bodily position is that of a hilach, but you're not being holech. So the question is so how do you define that guy? So then the nature of the amida is defined. Then you define it based upon the nature of the amida. If it's lafash alakasef. So it means that if you're doing it in order to adjust the bundle, so since you're still in the position of a holech, and you're not being holech, because I'm adjusting my bundle. So you say is that you could still be defined as being involved in the hilach. But if it's omid lafash, so even though you're in the position of holech, but basically you've stopped, then the gavra one is the gavra will define this unclear state of an omid. Okay, the saskas of the gavra will define the unclear state of an omid. It'll be like a mevarer, like the das of the gavra will mevarer the state. But insofar as you do a maisa of yeshiva, that's totally removed from hilach. It's not the state of hilach. So he's learning that's definitely good. You're an omid, you're kavua. That's definitely kavua. Then he holds that your das only comes in. Again, we're learning that it's all totally in das. And the das defines you as a holech. It's a status in the gavra. He's like, no, really, holech or an omid is a physical condition. A holech is a physical state. But omid, when you're an omid, that's a vague, so to speak, could go both ways state. So then the das is like a mevarer. You know, the gavra can be a mevarer when you have a state of omid. You know what I mean? I suppose it's different as far. I'm just saying that, I don't know if you could prove that, but I think that's what he's learning. But I mean, the point is that when you stand, even if you're not walking, it's like an absence. Your absence, the quality of walking. You haven't like been mufka. You haven't contradicted walking. Because that is the bodily position in which walking takes place. But when you sit down, you've rendered hilach impossible. Unless you change the position. But the bodily position is one which hilach is possible. So therefore, he says, when you're in that state, if that is your das to continue walking, then your das will define your omid as really a part of the hilach. But if you sit down, he'll say you can't define, your das can't define it as part of hilach because you're mufka from walking because you're sitting down. So he's learning that the das does is it defines the amida in one of two ways. The way we were learning is that the reality of a hilach transcends position. It's a state of the gavra. So you can be sitting or you can be standing, it doesn't really matter. I hear what he's saying. I think they're both, there's two different spars. And that's what he's learning. Yeah, okay, so that's what we've been learning is the svara of the chayadim and the ma'arif. I think they say the Taz brings down also, But the Shar Tzion and the Mishnah Brura learn differently. They say, and I'll read you just one line from the Shar Tzion. He says, He says, Nirbar, the Kule Alma Minatora Mikri Amida, Afilu Im Lo Amad Lafash Behedja. Vrak Bishvil Eza Siva Shemana Lelech. Anything which stops you from walking basically is considered Lafash. Kivan shalom alasakin derech masa'o. Since you didn't stop to fix your bundle. Tirak az chashiv kamalich. Only then is it considered mahalich. Umashalom regemar amalofashu lav dafka. Rak lafuke shalom alasakin. So he's saying basically every stopping is stopping except for adjusting your bundle. So the question was this far. And what's machlokas? Wait one second.
You're recording now. You're recording.
Right, just to elucidate the question. I mean, he's making it like everything is stopping except for this one thing of adjusting your package. So what's so unique about adjusting your package? I mean, on the other side, we explain what's so unique about resting. But I mean, we have to do the same thing on this side. What's so unique about adjusting the package? Okay, that's the question. So we're just throwing out a question. An interesting question is, let's say you're carrying two bundles and you stop to adjust one of the bundles. So what would happen? What about the other bundle? Do you say that the guy is considered? Manach, or is it a holich? I mean, you're saying it's manashach, and how could the guy be considered anach vis-a-vis one and vis-a-vis the other? Yeah, that's the way I would say him at first. That's why you're very inclined. Is that the very?
That's why.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Let's go with that. The Johnny Chaim combo here is that. That really, I like your first step. Hilach is a physical process. And omed is a physical process. And when you're omed, you're omed. Okay, we don't go into your mind, what you're doing. You're stopped. Physically, you're stopped. Okay, he doesn't buy that whole other idea. Okay? Stop. But, what's the value of stopping here? We're not just trying to define gavras. That's not the point here, right? There's no halacha in allowed to stop. You could be walking in Rishis Yehoshua's Rishis Rab and stop and start. The question is here, is there a hanachas ha-chafza? Right? Is the chafza a munach? And we're saying is that the chafza is a munach via the gavra being a munach, right? Being an omed, right? But if the gavra is a nach in order to continue the transit of the chafza, because he's really walking and he wants to carry this object, and in order to keep carrying that object, it's going to fall off, and in order to keep the transit of the object going, he has to stop and adjust the bundle, and then he can keep the transit of the chafza going. So then, even though if you're looking at the gavra insofar as himself is concerned, you'd say he's a nach, but the shame of a nach can't transfer or can't register in the chafza in that instance, because the nature of his nach is as a component of the halacha, halicha, whatever, carrying a hotzos hachafza. Okay, so therefore, he's a nach, but the chafza is not going to have a din of a nach. But that's only if he's actually stopping to adjust the bundle. It's only if he's stopping to adjust the bundle.
How?
Yeah, if you like that, then it would seem that you should argue that in the case where you have two chafzas, we have two chafzas, so then
the second one
really would be a nach, because the gavra is a nach. So therefore, the shame of a nach will transfer to the chafza. Now, except the chafza which he's stopping in order to adjust. But it's not because we're saying is when you stop to adjust a bundle, that's not rest. Because what kind as far as that? Why is that any different than every other type of a stopping you can have? A million stops. That's the unique type of a stopping. So you say, no, he is a nach. So therefore, the other chafza is a nach. It's just that since his nach is to move this chafza, it can't establish a din nach in the chafza where the hilach, the stopping is in order to move. So then it really would be, you'd have to make sure that you aren't carrying anything else if you had that issue. You know? It could be better, though. Okay, so Chaim asks a question. So the question is that why is it that we're saying is that the chafza isn't really a nach, because it's really still in the process of motion. But to the gavra, we're saying he is a nach, because look, physically he's at rest. So why don't you say, well, then physically the chafza is at rest? I mean, why is it when it comes to the chafza, we're saying it's really still in transit? But the person, we're just looking at very mechanically. He said, look, he's at rest. So what I'm saying is that there's a difference, because the chafza, we want to know, does it have a din kfias, din makam? Okay, that's the halacha here. Hanacha means it has a din kfias. So din kfias, you can't say din kfias if basically it's still in transit. Chafza doesn't have a din kfias, it's still in transit. But if you're dealing with the gavra, so the gavra we're not saying is the gavra kavua. It's not a hanacha of the gavra. It's not like a kiranacha of the gavra. Then we're just saying is that the gavra is a vehicle of relating A gavra who is an omer, who's standing still, is a vehicle of relating the chavtza to the ground. So since he is standing still, so he's at rest, so now he's like a table. So therefore the other object will be a nach via the gavra. He's stopping to rest, or stopping for any other purpose. So now the chavtza is a nach via the gavra. So you don't say he's kavua, that's not the question, he's at rest. It's only if his rest is a function of the transit of the chavtza that you can't say the chavtza is a kvias. So I want to, let's look at the facts for the next thing. So I want to think about it. It's a good question. Let's try to get it better. It's a very good question. I feel like there's an idea here. We just have to get it sharper. Okay, so let's let this go for now. We'll take it. Hopefully, we'll take it up next week. Let's just set up the next problem. Okay. Yeah. Oh, by the way, one thing would be nice to see is, I mean, I don't see that Mishra Berurah is reading in Rashi, because Rashi's saying it's lava midahi. And I think it's hard to say lav amida. I guess that's what your point was, Johnny. I mean, the Gemara, you could say, is describing it as omer, because it's describing practically. But I mean, Rashi says lav amida. If you stand likasef, that's not an amida. Right? If you stand lafash, that's an amida. So that's good, according to the Svara, for the Chayyadim Svara, because he's not an omer, because he's really still in transit. He's still in motion. But, unless he's resting. But to say that this really is an amida, it's just that it doesn't give a din al munach to the chavtza. Very hard to say in Rashi this far, and I seem to remember I don't know of any other rishonim who explain this thing. So I mean they bring down the halacha, but I seem to remember I looked around at the time. I guess I was looking for it. I was looking to see rishonim talking about this, and I don't think I'd be happy if you ever could find someone. Someone else who talks a little bit explaining the difference between the two. But if they're short of that, I mean, if you have Rashi expressly, you know, stating that way, it's hard to, for Mishra Berurah, it's very nice for Mishra Berurah as a Svara, but I'd like to, I mean, you'd think some Rishon should say, because there is a good Svara, it's a natural way to learn the concept of the bundle. There is, you know, it would just be nice if you saw it in Rishon somewhere, you know? I mean, especially because Rashi is not learning that way. So if the only one who talks is Rashi, and he's telling he's learning this other way, you know, I mean, it would be interesting. I mean, it would be nice to see if there's others and anything else on it. I think I remember I looked through another thing like Kovetz. Although he has rayas, I mean, you got to look into his rayas. The Shartian has rayas. You got to check them out. I mean, the animal raya, I think we dealt with. There's another raya he has though. So then you'd have to deal with that one also if you wanted to reject that, you know. It would be nice to try to find another Rishon. I would assume there is someone who says it. Just you have to find that. Okay. So this is our Gemara. Next Gemara goes like this. It says Tana Rabbanan. It's on the bottom of Ayin Beis. Motzi mechanus lo platya derech stiv. Stiv. Maybe satyo. I don't know how to pronounce that word. Whatever. Stiv chayev. Benazai poter. So what's a chanus and what's a platya? So Rashi says chanus is rishus yachad. Platya. Rechava, it's the road, Rosh Hashanah. Derech stiv makom etz tabaos, shirshum sochram sham. Shirshum sochram, v'shem karmelas Allah. Delav lehiluchu Rosh Hashanah. So it's basically to the place of like these like mats or porches where basically the merchants would sit there, so it's a karmelas. So you're basically going from Rosh Hashanah, from your store, to the place where the merchants sit, which is a karmelas, to the Rosh Hashanah. Okay, directly. You're not stopping in between. Okay, so it says Chayev. So Benaza, I'm sorry. Yeah, Tanakam says Chayev. However, lo amar b'stev lafush in kananacha el b'patcha. You're not stopping to rest. At least there's no stop, real stopping in the stev. You're just walking through there. Okay, if there is stopping, it's not lafush, which again supports this dafka lafush according to Rashi. You know. Okay, but in Kanacha, the Pacha is only stopping. It's in the Pacha. It's just Rabban, so Yechayev, why not? Tzad ben Azai, Poter. Kedem Mefarish, Kesavar Mahalich Ko Medami. He holds walking is like standing. Benimtza Ne'ekar Meshas Yachin, Umunach B'Stiv, Vokar B'Stiv, Menech B'Shas Rabban. So it's like a double problem here. So basically, while you're walking is like resting. Okay, there's nothing more contradictory than that, but that's what he says. Okay, Mahalik Kilomid. Therefore, basically, it's a double Esser. Came from Shiziyachat.
No, just Rabbanon.
Sorry. That's why he says Pater. It's Pater. Right? He's saying it's because you're basically not getting from Shiziyachat to Rabbanon directly. Because you're going from Shiziyachat to Karmel, and then Karmel is just a Rabbanon. So there's no problem. There's no Sederaisa. So you're Pater. Okay. So you're automatically stopped. So it sounds a little bit funny. I mean, the Gemara's going to go further, and they get into the whole question about what about the Carmelists in between? Like, could you be chai if you're going from Rishiyachat to Carmelists or Shazram? But leaving that aside for the time being, let's just deal with the Machlokas. So, obviously, someone asked the question, it's a good question, is how could you have Dalai Lamas for Shazram? Because, you know, it's always going to be like you're stopping at any point. So they say, Al Hosh Messina, that's the Tosis, I think, so Rishon Ben Azai. Okay, it gets into that. But let's leave that for now, okay? Rishiyachat to Shazram isn't a problem. Right from the last step, but Dalai Lama is going to be a problem. Okay, but the Tosis, yeah, big steps. So they're jumping. They say jumping. That's how they say.
Yeah.
The Yerushalmi says jump. Okay, the Bavli doesn't hold by it though. The Bavli, it's interesting, but so it says like this.
People were bigger back then.
That's right. The Dalai Lamas are bigger than also though, maybe.
I don't
know. I mean, it's a question. They ask about Ogman HaBashan Zama, I don't know. So it says like this. So the question is, so what is it, what's the idea of Mahalik Medami? So Rashi in Ksubos explains a little bit. He says, he says, Akira Mahalik Medami. Akira is called Psiya Havi Akira. Every time you step, you pick your foot up, that's an Akira. Anacha Zarega Havi Hianacha. And the putting down of your foot is the going down. Right, Hilkach. Right, and that's what he says basically.
It's impossible. Bring the other one up.
Right. So you're saying it's a series of walking is a series of many, many, many Akiras and Anachas. I guess when you have one foot on the ground and one foot up, apparently that's he's considering Akira. You put it down, that's Anacha, and then Akira, and then Anacha, and then Akira, and then Anacha. So basically, when you go to Shaziel, which is Rab, the one that you're high for is the very last step. The very last step is Akira Nir Anacha. So therefore, when you're going through this Carmelis, so it works out great, because you can never have, you're never going from Shiachat straight to the Rosh Hashanah. And obviously, as the Tanna Kamma argues and says, Mahalich Lavko Midami, which we don't have to defend really, but he doesn't hold by this thing. So the question is, I mean, what's the sense of this principle? What's the concept? Sounds far-fetched.